Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists. Just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, the salary talk taboo.
Let's get into it. So yesterday during lunch break, I was in the break room at work, just getting coffee, normal stuff.
Normal Tuesday afternoon.
Exactly. And then a colleague walks in. Her name is Kate. We're friendly, but not close friends. And she asks me a question out of nowhere.
What did she ask?
She said, and I'm quoting, Mia, can I ask you something a little personal?
Oh, that opening. That opening never leads to a simple question.
She was holding her coffee cup with both hands. You know that way people hold a warm cup when they're nervous? Like they need something to hold on to.
I know that pose. It's the this question took me 10 minutes to prepare pose.
I know, right? My brain started guessing immediately. Is it about my project? Is it about my haircut? Is it about something I said in the meeting yesterday?
What was the question?
She said, how much do you make?
Oh, she went there.
She went there and I didn't know what to say. My mouth opened, but no words came out. I just stood there holding my coffee cup and I froze.
That's a very normal reaction. That question catches everyone off guard.
Finally, I said, why do you ask? And she said, I just want to know if I'm being paid fairly. I heard the company is hiring someone for a similar job at a higher number. And now I can't stop thinking about it.
And how did that make you feel?
Honestly, two things at the same time. First, uncomfortable. Because I was always told, never ask about salary. It's private. It's rude. It's between you and HR.
The golden rule of the workplace.
Right. But the second feeling was curious. Because she had a good point. How do you know if you're being paid fairly if nobody talks about it?
You can't. That's the problem.
And that moment in the break room, it stayed with me for the rest of the day. I kept thinking, why is it so hard to talk about money with the people we work with every day? We talk about our weekends. We talk about our projects. We talk about our bosses. But the number on our paycheck, total silence.
It's like a secret door in the middle of the room. Everyone knows it's there, but nobody opens it.
That's exactly what it feels like. A secret door. And Kate just opened it, and now I can't close it again.
So what did you tell her? Did you answer?
I said, can I think about it and get back to you? And she said, yes. But then I spent the whole afternoon thinking, why is this so hard? Why can't I just say a number?
Because it's not just a number. A salary is tied to so many things. Your experience, your confidence, your worth. When you say a number, you feel like you're putting a price tag on yourself.
Yes, that's it, exactly. And I realized something. The reason it's so uncomfortable, it's not really about the money. It's about the comparison. If I tell her my number, and it's higher than hers, will she feel bad? If it's lower, will I feel bad?
There's no way to win.
There's no way to win. But here's the thing I kept coming back to. Kate's question was honest. She wasn't trying to make me uncomfortable. She was trying to find out if she was being treated fairly. And isn't that a question everyone should be able to ask?
That's the real question, isn't it? Should we be able to ask?
And I think the answer is yes. But nobody taught us how.
So you spent the whole afternoon with that question in your head.
The whole afternoon, I went back to my desk, opened my laptop, and stared at the screen for 10 minutes. I looked at Kate's desk across the room. She was working. Normal afternoon for her. But for me, the question was still hanging in the air.
Did you talk to her again?
Not yet. But I did something else. I opened a browser and searched for my job title plus my city, just to see. And the range was wider than I expected, much wider. And I thought, if I don't know where I am in this range, how can I know if I'm being paid fairly?
That's a good question. And it's a good lead into my story. Your story reminds me of something that happened to me a few years ago. I had a colleague named Mark We started at the same company at the same time. Same role, same level. We worked on different teams, but our jobs were basically the same.
Same job, same level. So probably the same salary, right?
That's what I thought. I was sure of it. Then one day, after a team dinner, Mark and I were walking to the subway. And he said, "Can I ask you something? Don't take this the wrong way."
He used the same opening as Kate.
Same opening. And then he said, "How much are you making?"
And what did you do?
I did the same thing you did. I froze for a second, then I told him, and he told me his number. And it was 15% higher than mine.
15%? That's a big gap.
It was. And I remember standing there at the subway entrance, feeling a mix of things. Part of me was happy for him. He was a nice guy and a good worker. Part of me was angry at the company. And part of me was just confused because I didn't know what to do with this information.
That's a hard place to be. You found out something important, but now you have to carry it.
Exactly. And I spent the next few weeks thinking, should I talk to my manager? Should I ask for a raise? Should I just accept it and move on?
What did you end up doing?
I talked to my manager. It was the most uncomfortable conversation of my career. I said, "I know that someone at my level is making more than me. Can we talk about my salary?" And to my surprise, my manager said, "Let me look into it." A week later, I got a raise.
Wow. So talking about it actually helped?
It did. But here's the twist. I was lucky. Mark trusted me enough to share. And my manager was reasonable. Not everyone gets both.
So what about the people who don't have a trusted colleague or a good manager?
That's where it gets harder, and that's why I want to tell you about someone else. A colleague from a previous job. Her name is Sarah. She worked at a company where salary was completely open.
Open? Like, everyone knew everyone's salary?
Yes. They had a shared document, every job title and every salary range. Not each person's exact number, but the range for each role. So if you were a designer, you could see designer range, 45,000 to 65,000. And you knew where you fell in that range.
That sounds both amazing and terrifying at the same time.
That's exactly how Sarah described it. At first, it was scary. Everyone could see the ranges, but after a while, it changed the way people talked about money. It wasn't a secret anymore. It was just information. And people started asking better questions. Not how much do you make, but how do I move from the middle of the range to the top?
That's a completely different conversation. It's not about comparing. It's about growing.
Exactly. Information changed the focus from jealousy to planning. Yesterday, we talked about how friends drift apart because we stop sharing real things. And I think the same thing happens with colleagues. We don't talk about salary, so we don't talk about our value. And the silence creates distance.
Distance. That's the same word we used yesterday. First with old friends, now with colleagues.
Maybe money silence is just another kind of distance, and the only way to close it is to start talking.
But how? That's what I keep asking myself. How do you start a conversation that feels impossible? Speaking of which, this whole conversation is full of words about money and talking about money. Let's go through them.
Good idea. These are useful words for anyone who has a job.
Number one, salary.
Salary, noun. The money you get every month for your job. She got a new job with a higher salary. This is the most basic word for the money you earn from work.
Number two, income.
Income. Noun, all the money that comes in from your job and other places. This is a B1 word, a little more advanced. My income comes from my salary and some freelance work. Income is more general than salary. It includes everything.
Number three, raise.
Raise. Noun, when your company gives you more money for the same job. I asked my manager for a raise and I got it. A raise usually happens once a year or when you get promoted.
Number four, budget.
Budget, noun, a plan for how you spend your money. I have a monthly budget for food, rent, and savings. A budget helps you see where your money goes.
Number five, benefit.
Benefit, noun, extra things from your job besides your salary. The benefits at this company include health insurance and a gym membership. Benefits are not cash, but they still have value.
Number six, offer.
Offer, noun, when a company says they want to hire you and tells you the salary. I got a job offer yesterday, but I'm still thinking about it. An offer is the first step. You can say yes, no, or ask for more.
Number 7, fair.
Fair. Adjective. Right, equal, not too much or too little. A two word. I just want a fair salary for the work I do. Fair is about balance. Not the highest, not the lowest, just right.
Number 8, share.
Share. Verb. To tell someone something or to give part of something to someone. A two word. I shared my salary range with a trusted colleague. Sharing is the first step. You don't have to share everything, just enough to start a conversation.
Number 9, compare.
Compare. Verb. To look at two things and see how they're different or similar. Word level A2. It's natural to compare your salary with your coworkers, but it can also make you unhappy. Comparing is useful, but only if you use the information to grow, not just to feel bad.
Number 10, value.
Value. Noun. How much something is worth. Also, how important something is. Knowing your value is the first step to getting paid fairly. Value is not just a number. It's what you bring to the table.
Those are 10 very useful words. I'm going to use at least 3 of them tomorrow.
Which 3?
Salary, raise, and value. I need to know my salary range, ask for a raise, and remember my own value.
It's a good plan. Start with research, then have the conversation.
Research first, conversation second. Panic never.
All right, real talk. We've been talking about salary for the last 15 minutes, and I think we've touched on something big.
I think so too, and I've been thinking about it all day since that moment in the break room. So let me share what I found. 8 small things.
8. Let's hear them.
1. It's okay to talk about salary. You're not greedy. You're not rude. You're not breaking a rule. You're just trying to understand your value. And understanding your value is not a bad thing. It's a responsible thing.
2. You don't have to share with everyone. Pick one person you trust. A friend at work. A mentor. Someone who wants the best for you. One real conversation is better than 10 uncomfortable ones.
3. Do your research first. Before you talk to anyone, open a browser. Search for your job title and your city. Look at the salary range. This takes 5 minutes, and it gives you power. 5 minutes of research can change a whole conversation.
4. Be kinder to yourself about your current number. Your salary today is not your value as a person. It's a starting point. It's where you are right now. Not where you'll be next year. Not where you deserve to be. Just where you are. And that's okay.
5. If you find out someone makes more than you for the same job, don't sit on that information. Use it. The first feeling might be jealousy. That's normal. But the second step should be action. Ask for a meeting. Prepare your facts. Make your case.
6. Preparation is a tiny joy. Knowing what you're going to say before you say it, that feeling of being ready, it's actually nice. You don't have to be perfect. Just write down 3 facts. What you did, what results you got, what the market range is. 3 facts. That's enough.
7. And this one is my favorite. Helping a friend with their salary conversation is one of the best feelings. When a colleague says, "I got a better offer because of what we talked about," that feeling is better than any raise.
That's true. I've had that feeling. It's like winning together.
8. And here is my last one. Your salary is a number. It's an important number. It pays your rent and your groceries and your weekend coffee. But it's not the whole story of who you are. Knowing it, understanding it, talking about it, that takes away its power to scare you. Open the secret door, take a look, then close it and go back to the things that really matter. Like what you do with the people who make your life better.
That's the one. That's the closing thought. The salary is the door. But what's behind you, your friendships, your health, your tiny joys, that's the room you actually live in.
The salary is just the door. The room is where you live. Open it, look at it, close it, and then go live in your room.
Before we wrap, I want to add 2 more things, because 8 is good, but 10 is better.
Okay, Hit me.
9. If you're a manager, create a culture where salary is not a secret. You don't have to post everyone's number on the wall, but be open about the ranges. Be honest about how people can grow. Your team will trust you more, not less.
That's a good one. Managers need to hear this too.
10. And this one is for everyone. The next time someone asks you about salary, and they will, because we just made it less taboo, take a breath. Don't freeze like I did at the subway entrance. Don't freeze like you did in the break room. Just say the number. It's just a number. It's not your identity. It's information. And information wants to be shared.
Information wants to be shared. That's a powerful way to end, because that's what Kate was really asking for. Information, not a comparison, not a competition, just information. So she could know if she was okay.
And that's a question everyone deserves an answer to.
All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.